Today, we honor that mystery of Our Lady, which is perhaps the greatest of the mysteries relating to Our Lady, that is, her divine maternity, that the Blessed Virgin Mary truly is the Mother of God, and it is crucial for us as members of the Church to have a proper understanding of this most profound mystery and doctrine of the Church. Indeed, when we reflect upon this mystery, the very fact that most families can still come to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on this day is rooted in this mystery. We may try to change the truth and call it the Winter Fest, but winter is festive because it is in the darkness, that is, the winter of our sin, that the Blessed Virgin Mary became the Mother of God. We may try to call it the first night, and it is true. It is the first night, not because of what it has become, but because it is the night and the day of the Blessed Virgin Mary in which we honor this most extraordinary prerogative of the Mother of God, her divine maternity. And so, it is a truth that cannot be known by human reason alone, because it is not in the natural order. It is not in the natural order, but it can only be revealed to us by divine revelation, and the threefold means by which God carries that revelation to the hearts of men, that is, either through sacred scripture, tradition, or the magisterium of the Church. And it is this latter that determines what the true scripture is and what the true tradition is. And so this mystery cannot ultimately be understood unless those who accept the authority of the Pope turn to him for a proper understanding. For here we are dealing with something that is of the supernatural order, and we are dealing with a mystery that is beyond our comprehension, that is, with human reason unaided by the grace of God. And without the full acceptance of this doctrine of Our Lady's divine maternity, that she truly is the Mother of God, the whole Christian order crumbles if we do not understand this, because, as Cardinal John Henry Newman so eloquently pointed out, the Virgin Mary is the guardian of the Incarnation, and being the guardian of the Incarnation, she is the guardian of all the mysteries that the Incarnation reveals to us. And so truly, we erect crèches in order to honor this mystery, because it is not a mere child by way of human generation that is born in the cave of Bethlehem, but it is the Son of God, true God and true man. And so, Holy Mother Church declares of the divine maternity that in the second person of the Blessed Trinity, there is a union between the humanity and the divinity of Christ. That is, the nature of God and the nature of man are united in one person, a divine person, commonly known as the hypostatic union. It is similar to that union of body and soul, but it is truly more extraordinary. Indeed, one of the doctrines that is taught when we have a proper concept of the human person, that the human person is a person because he is a union of body and soul, that union of body and soul on the natural order points out to that union that is most extraordinary, that is, the union of the nature of God and the nature of man in one person. And so, unlike us, when we say, I and my neighbor are unique persons, in Christ, the two natures exist in a single person, and he truly is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And so, this union is not, as many errors declare, a temporary inhabitation of the divinity and the humanity. In this understanding, Mary simply was the mother of a man who was destined to be the temporary dwelling of God, and so not the mother of God. In the second error most common in trying to explain this doctrine, we are told a very close moral union, not only of a perpetual indwelling of the divinity in the humanity of Christ, but also the faithful cooperation of this humanity with the divinity. Hence, in this understanding, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Mother of Christ, but not the Mother of God. And in order to understand why it is so important that we have the Catholic understanding, we need to turn to those who have had most profound insight in the matter. Father Dennis Fahey points out in explaining this doctrine under the title of the Social Reign of Christ the King, he points out that the modern devolution into pantheism began not with the secular movement, but began with the Protestant Revolution, in which the sacramental order crumbled and the indissolubility of marriage was denied, and with it, the supernatural order began to be eroded. And why? Because ultimately the principle, the doctrine that is ultimately denied is the divine maternity. And if we do not accept the divine maternity, then the whole order of redemption begins to crumble and mankind is set on that path, falling earnestly into that common error, that devolution into pantheism. And indeed, when we turn to the Vicar of Christ, we see very clearly that Pope Pius IX declared that by one and the same decree, the origin of Mary and the incarnation of divine wisdom were decided. And so it is to the Vicar of Christ that we turn to truly understand that what we are speaking of here is truly the divine maternity, that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Mother of God and hence our Mother in the supernatural order, or is what is called the spiritual motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And indeed, in this doctrine, we see the very reason for the existence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was called into existence in order to be the Mother of God, and so, as man, Christ would reveal himself to us. And so, in her spiritual maternity, the Blessed Virgin Mary cooperates with the Blessed Trinity in the restoration of fallen humanity by way of being mediatrix of all graces. And that is crucial for us to understand. For the sacramental order is a grace, and hence it was acquired by the Blessed Virgin Mary. As Mother, she requested it. She requested the whole sacramental dispensation and indeed the existence of the Church. And so truly, all things come to us from the mediation of the Mother of God, because in being the Mother of Christ, she becomes the Mother of all of humanity. And so she seeks one thing and one thing only. And this has very practical ramifications if we deny it. For if we deny it, then our whole culture begins to express that inveterate error of mankind, that is, that fall into that form of pantheism by which we declare that we are God. Indeed, is this not the most ancient of all errors? By denying the divine maternity, we fall for the trap of Satan. As he said to our first parents, God does not want you to eat from that tree because he knows once you do, you will have a revelation. That is, he is jealous because he knows when you do it, you will realize that you too are God. And so, pantheism was the most ancient of errors that Satan began to sow into mankind, that we are all in some way a spark of God. And indeed, we see very clearly this has crept into our very culture in what we may call techno-pantheism, that is, pantheism for the Western mind, for it is an era of the Orient. Is it an ancient era? It is an old era, because it is the era that Satan caused our first parents to fall to. And so, in techno-pantheism, we see this brought to us by many of the modern icons of our cultural expression. In a most recent one entitled Revenge of the Fallen, we learn that the fallen are simply a spark from God. And in this movie, God becomes a jealous tyrant because the fallen have realized their divinity. And so they come to earth in order to teach mankind that they too are God. And so we see very clearly that when we disguise it in technology, it is simply to cover an ancient era, an era that is always about, always ancient, and always new, just like the truths of our faith are always ancient and always new. And so let us be on guard, because if we understand the divine maternity, then we understand our mission and our call not to cooperate in a culture that has denied this divine maternity at its very core. And so We can be like God, but only if we try to reconcile ourselves through the mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If we do not turn to her, then we inevitably fall to error, that ancient error that Satan is always trying to get us to bite on, that in some way we recognize that we too are God. We are not God, we are his creatures, and in dealing with his Most Holy Mother, we're dealing with that which is, after God, the most holy thing in the created order. Indeed, it is not conceivable, as both St. Bonaventure, St. Thomas, and others point out, it is not conceivable that in the created order, God could work a better work than he did in constituting Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, her preparation to be the Mother of God. And so we are dealing after God with the most holy of all, with the most holy of all things. And so let us turn to her who has reconciled us to God the Father and continues to reconcile us and will continue until the end of time. For it is entrusted to her to crush the head of the ancient serpent as a good mother does, because the Blessed Virgin Mary is not guided by sentimental thoughts, but she is guided by true maternity, in which she seeks to protect her children always and everywhere from the errors that are about. And so she truly does crush the head of the serpent, always striving to reconcile those who have fallen for his errors, always striving to reconcile them with God, because she is a true mother, not counting the cost to herself, but always, especially when she dwelt in this world, always suffering in union with her Son, in order that mankind may be elevated from his fallen state and be claimed through baptism as a son of God. And so let us truly understand that if we cooperate with our modern culture, we do so ultimately because, in practice, we are denying the divine maternity of the Mother of God because we have not understood the mystery. And so we must always ponder this mystery of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her divine Son so that we can see what true, authentic human life is and try to imitate that life. Imitate that life at Bethlehem, imitate that life at Nazareth, imitate that life in Egypt, imitate that life in Jerusalem, and ultimately to imitate that life on Calvary, in which the Blessed Virgin Mary truly becomes the mother of all humanity, of the highest of all orders, because it is greater to be the spiritual mother of humanity than to be the natural mother. And so, while mothers of the human order truly share in a great dignity in cooperating with God and bringing about another human soul, it is a dignity that is far surpassed by the spiritual maternity of the Mother of God. And so, let us not fall for the technopantheism of our modern age, but let us truly enter into that life of the Divine Mother and her Most Holy Child, striving to imitate that life, living a simple and a holy life, always united with God, because in this doctrine, Our Lady, who is always perfectly holy, increases in her holiness in a way and in a manner that is unspeakable in this life, for it is not possible for us to truly comprehend it. But at each and every moment of her life, she enters more and more into the mystery of her union with the Blessed Trinity, so that there can be no moment in her life in which it can be said of her she in some way is defective in her perfection. She is always the perfect, most perfect of all creatures, because she is always and everywhere growing in the love of God, and indeed, she does so for all eternity. And so, she becomes the model and exemplar of every Christian who truly strives to seek union with God. And so, let us not unite ourselves with the modern errors of this world, but let us always and everywhere remain united to her who truly is the Mother of God, not by way of sentimentality or any other way, but truly, she gave birth and she conceived in her womb the Son of God, true God and true man, who has come to reveal to us the way back to God. And that way is not by way of the revenge of the falling, but that is the way of those who humble themselves in the cave at Bethlehem and humble themselves at every moment of their life, recognizing what the Mother has done for us. And so let us turn to her who truly is our mother, and let us ask her to intercede for us in our day and age, so that all error disappears, so that only the love of Mary remains in this world, because it is only her love that is truly life-giving, and it was that human life that she gave to the Savior, that human life that he would sacrifice for our sakes. And so let us strive always to sacrifice ourselves for their sake.